Welcome to the Food, Farms, and Chefs Food Radio Show with food author Kevin Wilson, chef Gene Blum, and food photojournalist Amaris Pollock, giving you the most informative, up-to-date culinary tips, news, and interviews that you can find. Now, let's get the show started.
Welcome to Food, Farms, and Chefs, to our listeners around the world via the podcast, our local listeners on Talk Radio WWDB in the Delaware Valley, and our brand new listeners, HD, WPEN, HD2, FM 97.5. Today's show is all about charities and giving back. We're going to start the show with the head brewer and director of operations from Second Story Brewing Company. He is going to talk about their collaboration with other breweries that benefits veterans. Then we will hear from My Philly Alive's owner, Jeff Belanger. And he will talk about his cheesesteak tour that benefited two local veterans charities in Philadelphia. Then we're going to hear from Tony Rudy, who is one of several families who donated their time and skills for Backyard Heroes. And then we will end the show hearing from Dennis Carradine Jr., and he will give us updates on events and collaborations that benefit multiple charities. Let's get the show started. Chef Gene, let's introduce this fabulous guest.
So at this time, it's a great honor to introduce Corey McDonald, who is the head brewmaster. He is director of operations at Second Story Brewing in Philadelphia, as well as an involvement in Blueprint Brewing and the Chamonix Creek Brewing, kind of where I grew up in Lower Bucks County, and most importantly, an Army veteran. So thank you for your service, Corey. Welcome.
Thanks for having me, guys, and you're welcome. For service.
So, Corey, coming out of the military, getting in, how did you get involved in the beer industry? What got you into brewing and to the point where you're now the brewmaster and involved in two or three different breweries?
Yeah. I did corporate wellness for a lot of years when I exited the military, and you know, just developing programs to get people up off their butts and drive down the overall healthcare expenditures for the organizations that I worked with. And the last company I had a chance to work for, I was living in Bucks County myself and taking the train into Philadelphia every day. So I read extensively. And one of the books I read was called Brewing Up a Revolution, How Through Sustainable Brewing Practices, We Can Save the World. And ran out, bought my first homebrew kit, and I guess this would have been 14, 15 years ago. And that kind of lit the fire, and off I went. And along the way, networked my way into the industry, and as you mentioned a moment ago, folks over at the Chamonix Creek were nice enough to give me my first shot as a professional brewer. And from there, opened up Blueprint Brewing, and now I find myself at Second Story Brewing.
So one of the things that is really important to today's segment is a project that you're doing with the Pennsylvania Veterans Beer Collaborative, I believe it's called, that you're producing a beer that is going to, through the sales of it, benefit the PA Veterans Foundation. Tell us a little bit about the beer, what the collaboration is, where people can find it elsewhere in the state. I know in Philadelphia it's Second Story Brewing only, but you know, tell us a lot more about that project. I think it's really important on Memorial Day and all through the year that we honor our veterans whenever we can, and this is a great way to do it and have a beer at the same time.
Yeah, and it's something we all love to do, right? take care of the men and women that we served with and they continue to serve and drink beer. This is the second time we've done the project. We did it 2 years ago, and this second time we've done it with 20 other Pennsylvania, either veteran-owned or operated operated breweries around the state. It's a wonderful project that we're donating proceeds to the PA Veterans Foundation, and they do a great job of education and training for veterans in the Commonwealth to help them find employment, get them going. So it's really cool. You know, we had a chance to brew this not only at Second Story here in Philadelphia, but folks at Gearhouse Brewing over in Chambersburg also hosted one of the brew days as well. Because with COVID, we wanted to keep the numbers down, keeping everybody together, but at the same time still wanted to do the collaboration. So what we produced is a hazy, juicy IPA, 5.9%, and it's phenomenal. Not only do we use malts from Pennsylvania, from Deer Creek malt out in Chester County, but we also used hops from Gems Hops Farm out in Carlisle. And what's exciting about that, their involvement is they are veteran-owned as well. So as much as we can, we've tried to really kind of bring in, you know, as many veterans we could as on the project. From where it's on tap, in the greater Philadelphia area, what you're looking at, not only us here in the heart of Philly, we're three blocks from the Liberty Bell. So again, it resonates with kind of veteran theme. But also in the Lands area, you're looking at 10-7 in McAllister, and then three or four different breweries up in the Poconos, as well as Root Down out in Phoenixville, and then of course breweries far beyond in the Harrisburg and Pittsburgh area. So it's been an exciting time. It's a wonderful chance to do some really cool things.
Now, with all the different breweries that are collaborating to create this beer, do you have on your site for that collaboration all the different breweries listed so that people can actually go to it?
Sure do. And that's a great question. Best place to go is breweriesnpa.com. You can either check them out on their normal website or on their Facebook page. And there's a map that has all 20 breweries laid out. And, I would say this beer will probably be on tap based upon consumption levels and, the Memorial Day weekend. There's a good chance you can find it at any participating brewery for about the next week. After that, stuff will probably be gone.
The what will be on?
The beer will be on at any of the participating breweries, I would expect, for probably another week or so, and then it'll probably be gone after that, just by the amount of support we saw over the Memorial weekend and the number of people that came in just to drink that beer.
Well, that's absolutely fabulous to hear. I know the PA Veterans Foundation that you're working with, they have great success. I read a number recently where, in the last 8 years or so, they have raised over $2 million to help veterans in need in the state of Pennsylvania. So, kudos to you for that great support and everything you're doing. And I do love the fact that, Deer Creek Malt House, which is a great malt house right down in Glen Mills, and that all these products are coming out of Pennsylvania, says so much about your dedication to small business in Pennsylvania, as well as supporting veteran businesses in Pennsylvania. Congratulations on all that. What else is going on at Second Street Brewing that people should be aware of? I mean, you have a great little location there. You have great food. But tell us some more about some of your other creations that you got going on.
Yeah. So we're very fortunate, as I mentioned, to be right in the heart of Old City. So we're near all of the historical spots. So I would say in the before times and now we're seeing now, about 60% of the people that come through our doors aren't from Philadelphia, aren't from Pennsylvania, they're from around the country. So we get to host everybody. We have a very interesting story in that not only are we women-owned, veteran-operated, the owner of Second Story Brewing, Deb Grady, she has a farm out in Pottstown, and they grow a lot of grain as well. And we turn that grain into malt that we then use into every beer. Some of our beers are 100% farm malt. Others are, a small percentage of it, but all that goes into it. So again, it's, from the theme of the show, it's all that agriculture going directly from grain to glass, making that happen. So what we turn that into is we have 9 taps at all times of produced on-site beer. Our current tap list goes the gamut from a nice, easy-drinking light lager all the way up to a heavy Russian Imperial Stout, and of course, IPAs and hazies, because that's what pays the bills. Go ahead.
I was going to say, especially in summertime, people lean towards the IPAs and the lighter hoppy kind of beers. Sure. I'm a stout girl, so when you said a Russian Imperial Stout, I was like, yes. Although I will support the veterans, and I will get what is the beer that you guys collaborated? What is it called?
Yeah, it's called Adapt and Overcome. And picking a name for a beer is always interesting, and certainly when you've got, you know, 20 stakeholders in the project, everybody has an opinion. But when we really tried to pick the name, we wanted to go with something that resonated not only with what, you know, all of us grew up doing as younger service people, but now what we've done over the last year and a half through COVID, you know, is you're constantly faced with challenges, but it's how are you going to beat it? And adapt and overcome is our latest effort to beat it and keep things going.
As the son of a Marine, as soon as I saw the name of the beer, I was like, that's just so fitting for a veteran-owned brew company and a support of veterans. I mean, that's really what it's all about, and not only in life, but, you know, in the military, that's a slogan. So it's really nice to see that and promote that. Your involvement with Neshaminy Creek and obviously Blueprint, now you're still involved with Blueprint?
Yep. I was one of the founding members over there, and they continue to do great things. And Neshaminy Creek was my very first professional brewing job. Still great friends with the guys over there. As you mentioned, they do a phenomenal job making great beer.
Well, you may want to pay attention to later on in the show. We have a wonderful gentleman on that's going to talk about a barbecue event that is also going to feature some beer. And that one has a great charity aspect to it also. So you might want to listen in later for Tony Rudy and Backyard Heroes, because I think there might be something interesting in there for you guys to jump and be part of. And it's also a Bucks County event too. So, you know, it would be nice to, you know, see some support from Bucks County, from other beer suppliers in the area.
Yeah.
So your restaurant, the restaurant there, you have a full menu, you have chefs on store. Tell us a little bit about the restaurant itself.
Yeah, I wish we could say we had chefs, plural. We have a chef, a cook. Chef Juan has kept us going throughout the pandemic. At the initial part of the pandemic, we laid nearly everybody off. We had to, from a business perspective. We've brought a whole new and some older employees back as we've restaffed the front of house. But getting, and this is a theme you're going to hear throughout any restaurant you talk to right now, is getting back house staff, cooks, chefs, dishwashers has been really, really hard. So it's, you know, I think the biggest thing to take from our lesson is just the dedication of the people that we do have working for us to show up, and literally everybody has done everything as we've kept things going. You know, we've got people that are bartenders washing dishes. We've got our general manager doing the same, you know, and you know, you could be, you know, you go from, you know, brewing beer 1 minute to prepping pretzels to go to customers the next. But we do have a full menu, and it's a great spot to hang out. It's very, very family friendly. We have two stories, as the name Second Story implies, and a lot of room to do your thing.
Now, before we actually let you go and get your tags and how to find you, what events that, you know, since it is summertime, the weather is warmer, we can do things outside, and the restrictions are being lifted, do you have any events that are coming up?
We have some great events coming up, and I appreciate you asking. We're working with our good friends over at Homebrewed Events. They're doing several pop-ups throughout the summer at a couple of different places through their fermentation farmers market. So it's a celebration of all things fermented. Of course, beer is one of those things. So you can find us at their events, and not only at the historic Rittenhouse Town location in Philadelphia, but also at Cherry Street Pier. So we'll be participating as part of those. In addition, we're working with a couple of BYOs throughout the city to do pop-ups to provide our beer to their clients as well. So it's it's nice that things are coming back and we get a chance to be a part of them.
So, Corey, tell us where people can find out more information, how they can find Second Story, how they can find you on social media, and a contact number.
Yep. Best way to get us is, of course, on social media, either through our Instagram or our Facebook page. Both are at secondstorybrewing.com, and that's 2ndstorybrewing.com. And then, of course, if you're unable to get us there, drop us a line at 267-314-5770, and we can answer all questions and, of course, make a reservation and get you in.
That's awesome.
Well, thank you so much for your time. Thank you again for your service and for what you're doing to support the veterans in Pennsylvania, and I know throughout the country, all our veterans are very, you know, appreciative of what you're doing and what organizations like the PA Veterans Beer Collaborative are doing to support them. Thank you very much, Corey. It has been a pleasure. I will see you very soon because I'm sure I'm going to be stopping in to have a couple beers in the very near future.
Absolutely, Gene. I appreciate the opportunity to talk to you guys, and I'll see you real soon.
Thank you, Corey.
Thank you, Corey.
Okay, let's go to break.
To become a sponsor of our show and promote your business or event on every single podcast platform, including Spotify, iHeartRadio, and Amazon Music, in addition to WWDB Talk Radio every Tuesday at 6 p.m. evening drive time, email us today, foodfarmsandchefs@yahoo.com, for our very low rates.
All right, we're back. Chef Gene, let's introduce our fantastic guest.
Well, this time, I'd like to introduce Jeff Berlanger, who is a social media strategist, founder of MyPhillyAlive.com, a great website directing you where to go and enjoy the city of Philadelphia, as well as the Philadelphia Cheesesteak Tour and Philly Foods social media site, and another Army veteran. Jeff, welcome, and thank you for your service.
It was my honor. Thank you, guys.
So, Jeff, you recently, during COVID, and took on the very difficult task of finding the best cheesesteaks in the city of Philadelphia and beyond, and you did that to support area charities that benefited veterans groups in the city. Can you tell us a little bit about what was the inspiration behind the Cheesesteak Tour and then, you know, a little bit about the charities that it supported?
Well, somebody else that I ran into on Facebook had, you know, I brought this up in doing this tour, and we kind of partnered up, and that's when we brought you and a couple other people on board. And, you know, something that's been near and dear to my heart, you know, more so the last 5 years or so, is getting more involved with the veterans organization. And picking two of them here in Philadelphia to where we were able to raise money to help support these organizations. So basically what we did was did research on, you know, who's got the favorite cheesesteaks, what are the popular ones, what are the most iconic ones, and mapped it out to where, you know, we're doing anywhere from, say, 7 maybe in a day up to 15 in a day. Visiting 64 cheesesteak places literally in 2.5 months. So that was a task in itself, especially trying to map that out to get to each point in a timely manner, especially when you're doing 15 of them in one day. So that was a challenge. But the best part about it all was certain cheesesteak places that we visited, we gave them the option to go ahead and be on Kevin's show, you know, they would donate, you know, XYZ to our cause. And at that point, we were able to raise a little over $2,000 just off of that alone.
Now, in addition to that, I think, weren't you selling T-shirts as well to help support the veterans?
Yeah, we haven't gotten to that point because we're still going to have a contest at the end here. Well, it's been prolonged because of COVID and everything else. But we put together the top 12 cheesesteaks out of our 64. So when we do this event, we're going to actually, after the event's over with, and we pick a winner, well, we're going to have, you know, anywhere from 8 to 10 judges. Once we pick the winner, then we're going to go ahead and make the T-shirt and then sell them after that. So this way we can list all 64 cheesesteak places, the top 12, and the winner.
So, obviously, people listening want to know. I mean, you put a lot of research, a lot of into this. So, who is in that top 12? I mean, it's, you know, Philadelphia cheesesteaks. This is the biggest thing in the city, you know. This and hoagies battle back and forth, and maybe you could throw tasty cakes in. But, you know, who made that list of top 12?
All right, so I'm actually going to pull it up right now. But the number one was Mama's. out in Balconwood.
That's out in Balconwood by our studios here. Absolutely.
Mama's Pizzeria. Huh?
Yes. So they were the top one. And I know John's Roast Pork was second.
Is Curly's on there?
Yes, Curly's, I think, was fourth or fifth. And hold on. Here we go.
I loved Curly's. Curly's was
Angelo's, I'm sure.
Yeah, and Angelo's is third. Curly's is fourth. Donkey's and Canyon was in fifth.
Ooh, that's controversial there when Donkey's gets fifth. Yeah. I don't know. I'm a big fan of Donkey's myself.
Yeah, I remember you loving it.
And I just want to let our listeners know that we have exclusive interviews from the Philadelphia Cheesesteak Tour. Go to your favorite podcast platform. We have an entire show where we had John Bucci and we had Nikki Luke interviews. It's on our platform. Go to your favorite podcast platform or PhillyRestaurantReviews.com. You can see exclusive interviews from the Philadelphia Cheesesteak Tour. Go ahead.
Yeah, and I also have those interviews linked on the article with the top 64. So
excellent.
It goes directly to your podcast.
And that's My Philly Alive.
All you have to do is just type in cheesesteak by My Philly Alive, and that will pull up the 64.
Because the interview with Nikki Luke and John Bucci is like in our top three all-time rated episodes.
Now,
So let me just finish up at 12 real quick. So we had Goombas, which is out in Colmar.
Yes.
Then we had Meathead Cheesesteaks, which is out in Lawrence Township, New Jersey. That was a nice spot.
I loved Meatheads.
Yeah. Pinelli's Pizza Pub, which is in Horsham, PA. Rounding out number 9, Cleavers in Philly. Cleavers, Philly, which is in Rittenhouse Square area. Then you had Sonny's, number 10. Sonny's Famous Steaks, which is in Old City. Delco Steaks, which is number 11 out in Broomall. And then, you know what? So John, not to get into it, but John's Roast Pork is not going to be actually in our contest. He wanted to be out for certain reasons. So we actually ended up doing the top 13, pulled John's out, even though John's still came in second. So we'll have Sonny's at Famous Steaks from Old City. Then we have Delco from Broomall. Then Spot Gourmet Burgers, which is in Brewery Town. To fill up the number 12, we actually had a runoff between Cafe Carmelo's, Lucy's Bar, and the original Tony Luke's. And Cafe Carmelo actually won that, which started north of Philly.
So which is your favorite?
What's my favorite?
Yeah, what's your favorite?
John's Roast Pork.
John's Roast Pork, hard to go wrong with John's. And people know John's Roast Pork for, the Roast Pork Italiano, but, the cheesesteak is equally good. What are the charities that this benefited?
So the charity that we benefited was the Veterans Multi-Center. Yeah.
Right here in Philadelphia, sure.
Yeah, it's been a long day. So just trying to remember all of them. So the Veterans Multi-Service Center, which is on 4th Street down in Philadelphia. And then the other one is the VA Vet Center, which is at 801 Arch Street.
Right.
Now, the
right.
Veterans Multi-Service Center helps with the homeless and helps with jobs. And the VA Vet Center focuses more on mental health for veterans.
Well, certainly the multi-center is something near and dear to my heart because if you ask me, there should not be one homeless veteran in America. That to me, there are two words that should not go together. There should not be any homeless to begin with, but no. The fact that we could have a veteran who served his country and is homeless to me is a great travesty of all those things. So you also founded a social media group, Philadelphia Cheesesteak Tour and Philly Foods. I am a member of that group. I love that group, but I have to tell you, there are a slew of cheesesteak groups out there, that you can become part of. What I particularly like about yours is two things. One, is that you cover so much more than just cheesesteaks. You talk about whatever's happening in the food scene in Philadelphia, and you also really, you demand from the other people who post in your group actual, like, clarification of their points. Somebody just can't go in and say, they stink. They're good.
Right.
They're great.
Yeah,
I love that. You require people to tell us about it, to actually put things down. And if they don't, then, you know, that post gets sent off and nobody can see it. So you're not letting people spam, or you're not letting people, you know, do anything like that. So kudos to you. Tell us a little about the inspiration for that.
Well, it's more of what goes behind social media, basic engagement. You just don't pop a post up there without telling us about anything about that. You know, what made you post that? You know, did you like what you posted yet? Was it something negative? You know, tell us a little bit more about it. You know, spark the engagement. So it's the same thing with people that, like you brought up, why does it stink? You know, oh, it stinks. Okay, but why? You know, was it too dry? Did it have too much cheese on it? Not enough cheese? I'm just a very detailed oriented person. And that comes with just, you know, who I've been all my life, social media, even a little bit from the military. You know, you just don't put a plan and say, okay, well, we'll zigzag over here. So, you know, we'll do a roundabout. Well, you got to get the point A to point B. You know, you only have so much time. So it's kind of.
And that's how it should be. That's how it should be. You should be able to explain yourself.
Yeah.
All right, Jeff. So before we let you go and we get your tags and how to reach you, what is something that, where can we go if we want to donate to the veteran, the two charities?
Yeah, we haven't put up the links yet because I wanted to do all that on one page. So right now, if anybody wants to just get a hold of me, they can email me at info@jeffbelanger.com. So that's info@jeffbelanger.com. If you're on Facebook, they can certainly jump in our group. It's very easy. Just search for Philadelphia Cheesesteak Tour and Philly Food. You can reach me through My Philly Alive. So there, you know, there's all different avenues.
All right. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks a lot, Jeff. That was fantastic. Well,
thank you very much, Jeff. And again, thank you for your service as well. We look forward to hearing more about the competition going forward and the crowning of really a cheesesteak champion in the city, because out of those 12, you have some amazing locations. Thank you for all your hard work and your dedication and all your stomach pain that probably went with that.
Thanks a lot, Jeff.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right, let's go to break, and we'll be right back.
Tune in to hear from Gene Blum, our chef, educator, consultant, and historian. You can find him across social media at IBFoodie2 or Gene Blum at IBFoodie2@yahoo.com. And you can also tune in to listen to Amaris Pollock and find her across social media at ARPOLLOCKUS@gmail.com.
Okay, we're back. Chef Gene, introduce our fantastic guest.
Well, what a wonderful opportunity to introduce someone who is not only really spreading positivity throughout the whole Philadelphia region, but somebody who shares a love of barbecue, a passion for food, and more importantly, a passion for helping others and teaching the younger generation how to do the same. So at this time, Tony Rudy, welcome. One of the founders of Backyard Heroes Barbecue Coalition. Tell us a little bit about Backyard Heroes, what came about, how it got started, who's in it, and what you do.
Awesome. Well, Thanks for having me on, first of all. Anything we can do to spread out the positive, you know, message that's out there that we're helping deliver as well, just a small part of this, is fantastic. So thanks, guys. So Backyard Heroes, real simple. We're just a bunch of neighborhood families that love to make barbecue, and we got onto the KCBS, which is like your professional circuit, and we decided, man, we need a lot of practice, right? So what do we got to do to practice? Well, when you're practicing, you got to cook all four meats, you know, your brisket, your pulled pork, your chicken, your ribs. What do you do with 80 pounds of meat, right? So then we decided to start looking around, and we have just fortunate enough to have friends that were heading up tremendous charity groups, right? Just volunteer, grassroots charity, you know, awesome, awesome charity groups throughout the city of Philly. So we're like, well, why don't we just practice at the events and give the food away? I mean, it's a win-win. So we started asking around with, you know, Morris Derry and No More Pain, and Abby Anderson of Salvation Sorrows, and Anthony Baker Jr. with Helping the Homeless, and Cindy J. with Blanket. You know, the names go on and on. These guys, these are the true heroes. So they were kind enough to let us serve food and make food for all these events at shelters throughout the city, at events throughout the city. And they were just really, really supportive of, yeah, you know, hey, we need a food person, come on in. And we were, our eyes were so wide open to this whole underground network of these amazing human beings that are doing everything they can. It's not their job. That's the crazy thing, right? This isn't a paid job for these folks. This is just what they do in their free time. We started realizing, man, we got to help. We got to help. We got to do what we can do to help. And we all agreed. So the team came about where we had like a solid nucleus. And as we started coming back and telling other people, like, man, you know, we could use like another cup. We could get some more people fed. It started spreading. So our team is, we do have a solid nucleus. Bill Montgomery and his family, Sage and James, and then my wife, beautiful wife, Kim, and my son, Brock. The Crisco family, and then the Furleys, and so Andrea Furley and all, and her daughter Molly. Unbelievable. But every time we go out, we'll scoop up 3-4 more people that, hey, man, listen, my kid's like 10 or 12. Can they come down with you guys and we can show what giving back's all about? We will never say no to that. We love that. So we now have to the point where the 13-year-old up the street, Jordan Lorenzon, is one of our main cooks. Because he does so much of this with us. He just loves it. He can't – he's always coming down. What's the next event? When are we doing this? When are we doing that? So we are so fortunate that these folks that are downtown and in Bucks County and Montgomery County, to find this underground – it's almost like an underground network of people that are just helping every chance they get. And we're just beyond fortunate to be a small, tiny piece of it for sure.
Well, one of the things that really stands out about what you're doing, and I just had an opportunity to, you know, meet Jordan and meet a lot of your team when we were putting together the world's largest cheesesteak just over a week ago. And the fact that a big part of what you're doing is passing on this positivity to the younger generation, to the next generation, and saying, this is what we need to help each other. This is what we need to be a strong country, community, you know, the things that we could do. And the kids that come down with you, I know Brock, and I'm blessed to know, you know, your son and all the great things he does. But I see that as a building block for really great humans. So kudos to you. And I know that that positivity pans off for those of our listeners. Tony is also a high school teacher. So, you know, he's passing on this attitude day to day in the classroom. But more importantly, he's out there in the community passing on to others. I know that.
And the craziest thing, Gene, is the lessons I've learned. Right. And you give back, you know, you give back all the stuff you do. And I know you don't tell anyone and all the, you know, and all that. But you, the stuff you do is amazing as well. And the lessons that I've learned from this, and, you know, just to be brutally honest, and these are great lessons that I talk to my own son with, is, hey, we'll be at some events. Right. So think of this. We'll be at some events and we'll be handing out food. Let's say the event is helping out at a, you know, wherever. Could be a shelter, could be homeless. And someone could be standing there with the most expensive whatever on. And right away, I look at my son, and you can see what he's thinking. You know what I mean? And I look at him, and I say, Brock, that person could have lost everything 12 hours ago. they could have been perfectly fine in life, cruising, and who knows what tragedy happened to that human to bring them in front of us. That's a lesson, man.
That's
like
a great
that's
lesson.
Something you learn when you're doing this stuff and you're going through this and you sit and listen to people. Amar Sterry's always told me that. Like, hey, when he does his rounds with No More Pain down around feeding homeless throughout the city, he says, listen to stories. Just listen to these people's stories. And it's so true. I mean, it's, you know, I'm learning every day and trying to become a better human through doing this stuff. And my kids and all the other kids, they're along the journey with us. And it's invaluable. And it's the right thing to do, you know, to help your fellow human, just as you do, man. I know you do a ton as well. So
I want to also add to the fact that it is, like you said, it is impactful. When I was younger, I wanted to, you know, donate my time and energy to feed the homeless. And it ended up not happening when I was younger. But when I got a little bit older, you know, I think around middle school, I started doing Hands Across America, which, you know, we gathered together to. For, you know, gathering canned goods to give to the homeless. And then later on in life, you know, as a teenager, I started volunteering to help feed the homeless. And it definitely is a humbling experience because it brings you into an environment as, you know, as a younger person and shows you, hey, not everybody has the security and, you know, like offering that security to them for that moment is a blessing.
And Gene and I grew up in a similar, you know, we're from Levittown, Pendle area, that area. We were, you know, my father worked at the steel mill. And all of us went through, when the steel mill closed, nobody had anything. I mean, that's just the way it was. But the coolest thing that I remember growing up in Pendle and Levittown and seeing when, you know, 6,000 to 8,000 people just lost their job in that community was all of a sudden, you know, my father's friend is dropping off firewood for us because he lost his job at the mill and he picked up a chainsaw and went in the firewood business. He knew we didn't have money. So he's dropping off firewood so we could heat our house, you know, and things, there's a million examples of those. So as far as, you know, like I said earlier, when we were talking, as far as I'm concerned, I'm just paying this forward because when I was a kid growing up and the mill closed and we never went without, and it wasn't because my parents had any money. It's because the whole community just rallied around each other and everybody helped. And that's just the right thing to do. You don't do it because you expect this or you want that. You just do it because it's the right thing to do. And I, you know, again, I was just so fortunate to be in that environment growing up when, yeah, we went broke.
So, Tony, I know your group does not take donations. You fully fund your barbecue. You do all that on your own. But what are some of the organizations that you've talked about? How can people reach out to them and make donations, either, you know, listening to the show and say, wow, you know what, I got a couple extra dollars. Let me help out here. What are some of those organizations?
So some of the organizations right now that we're personally aligned with is Anthony Baker Jr.'s Helping the Homeless, Abby Anderson's Salvation of Sorrows, Morris Derry, like I said, No More Pain Incorporated. Cindy J runs the Blanket Angels. You have Jamal Ephraim with Love Association. You also have the Fulfillment Company with Phil Yacent. That is an awesome program as well to check out. And then, honestly, just locally, right? I mean, all you have to do is go find these folks on social media. They're everywhere. And please understand, this isn't their job. This isn't what they do. These are single heroes trying to blow the horn to rally the troops for another event again this weekend or next weekend or whatever, out of all their own pockets, out of all their own free time. So, you know, again, there's always somebody somewhere that needs something. And these people, once you get to one event, you'll meet 8 more people that are running other organizations that need help as well. And that's just the way this whole awesome network works.
And I think that Gene has one more question before we find out how to reach you and the rest of the Backyard Heroes Barbecue Coalition. Gene?
So that being said, some exciting news for beer and barbecue lovers. Tony, you want to tell us a little bit about August 22nd, 2021 and what's happening here up in Bucks County?
Yeah, so Paul Mulheron and the Mulheron family and all the owners of Crooked Eye Brewery in Hatboro resurrected an old fundraiser we did for 4 years called the Boobacue. And it's an amateur barbecue contest with vendors, sponsors, the whole thing. And you combine Crooked Eye Brewery. We had a few other breweries at the time. Yards helped us out back in the day. You know, local. Everything's local. And it's an amateur barbecue contest with one goal, and that's to raise as much money as humanly possible to keep money local around here to folks going through it, to just folks having a tough time financially. And it's going to be August 22nd, and you can go to Crooked Eye Brewery on their social media or their website, and they're going to have details shortly up. They just got the green light less than like 36 or 48 hours ago. So they're just starting to get everything going. Awesome, great event. All money stays local to local people. And at times, I'm not lying, we literally at times would knock on doors and hand people cash envelopes. That's how local the money stays. And it's, again, the right thing to do.
So, Tony, how could people find out a little bit about a little bit more about Backyard Heroes, if there's any way to do that? Or, you know, anybody who has a tremendous passion to learn more about a really great foodie, and that would be you. You've taught me a lot, and I love our conversations dealing about food.
Yeah, I would just say, listen, as far as we're concerned, I know we have social media and this and that, but we really don't advertise or anything because we don't want any. The best thing I could say, the best thing, if anybody's interested, get involved. Right. I mean, if you want to go on our social media and say, hey, Tony, where was that? Where were those? Some of those sites? I'll send you to them. Those are the people that need the help. Those are the people that need. We're helping them and they're allowing us to help them. Those are the folks you go to. So if you want to go to the Backyard Heroes just for fun, it's on Facebook. We're in the yellow shirts. I'm not big on technology, as you know, but you can go there, check us out, and we'll send you to those places that I was just talking about. And but honestly, just get involved in your local area community somewhere, somehow, and it'll become infectious. It'll become addicting, and it'll become just awesome positivity spread everywhere.
All right.
Tony, thank you.
Thank you, Tony.
Absolutely, guys.
Thank you, Tony.
Okay, let's go to break. We'll be right back.
You can find Food, Farms, and Chefs on Facebook, Twitter, and TikTok at Food Farms and Chefs. On YouTube, search for Food and Beverage Information Station to see video of our show. Our Instagram page, KJW1972, has hundreds of restaurant photos.
Okay, we're back. Amaris Pollock, introduce our fantastic guest.
So I want to reintroduce Dennis Carradine Jr., who is one of the friends of our show. He has been on before. He is a founder of several foundations and organizations that give back, along with being an expert in trauma and also PTSD therapist. Dennis, welcome to our show.
Wow, I sound amazing. Anytime that anybody reads that, I absolutely sound amazing.
Well,
and then you talk to my wife and kids, and I'm not that amazing. Hello.
Well, you know, I have not yet met your wife, but I have met your kids, and they do secretly, you know, speak highly of you.
Thank you. Thank you. You could pay them off a little bit later.
I will. I surely will. So why don't you just quickly touch base on some of the foundations that you have? Let our listeners know, you know, what they are and, you know, the collaborations that you have going on, including the craft beer that you have with Big Oyster Brewery and the coffee, the bags of coffee that you have out.
Yeah, you know, the pandemic has been an interesting launch system for us. We decided, you know, we're definitely going to keep you awake and keep you a little inebriated all at the same time. So, but you know, to start with, obviously, thank you guys for having me on tonight. But I'm founder and CEO of the Trauma Survivors Foundation. You can find us on the web at thetraumasurvivorsfoundation.org. We're a 501c3 nonprofit. Our main goals in the nonprofit's one to give trauma therapy after certain events for survivors of man-made disasters, shootings, natural disasters, and so on. We also provide scholarships to our first responders, and we also do trainings where we do crisis intervention trainings. We do wellness trainings for our first responder community, and also we developed a program for other therapists, other psychologists, social workers, professional counselors, to where they can learn how to better adapt their practice towards first responders. So we have that. We've also developed, and I think this was going on the last time we talked, we developed the Hospital Heroes Food Drive, which we still have going on. We have delivered over 20,000 meals to our hospital heroes. I think it's over 60 locations from New York, New Jersey, Pennsylvania, Maryland, Delaware, and New Jersey, and so excited that is continuing to happen. We're not doing it as much, but we're also trying to plan a fun drive to go in a different direction with it, where we're actually going to purchase a food truck where we can deliver meals on site to different hospital locations. So I think that, and then we have our alcohol du jour this week, which is our Survivors IPA. Survivors IPA started out again in the pandemic, has been going strong. You can get Survivors IPA all the way from Philadelphia out to Pittsburgh now. It's all done by Big Oyster Brewery down in Lewis, Delaware, and we're going to be relaunching the brand towards the end of summer, September, and actually relaunching the brand in Delaware, where weird enough that it should be, but relaunching it at our Delaware Beer Fest on October 9th. So we have that. What else? We have our coffee. We have the Survivors Beverage Company. You can go online at survivorsbeveragecompany.com or drinksurvivors.com. Multiple bags and K-cups and grinds and you name it of the different coffee. If we don't keep you awake, we don't know what will. And our latest venture that we're doing right now is with Wagon House Winery. It's actually the Three Boys brand of wines. It's called the Captain's Punch. It's going to be a semi-sweet sangria that will be available in New Jersey that's coming out. Looking at several locations for there, so watch out for the uncorking party. I think it is, and I think that's what you call a wine. And then, like I said, October 9th, we're having the Delaware Beer Fest down at the Belfond Brewery Company in Brandywine area, where we have at least 60 plus brewers, wineries, spirit shops, distilleries, all that are going to come in. You get unlimited tastings for a small donation, and we're going to have a blast. Live music, games, prizes, giveaways.
I was going to say, now you can take a breath.
You asked, I told.
Exactly. I'm curious, are you also going to try to do the black tie shoes?
No, our black tie and sneakers, our main event. I think we're going to do that next year, and just simply because I think, you know, if we look at reorganizing that whole process is going to take another year. I think, and you know, this is, I think, with every nonprofit out there, you know, that, you know, they had the large galas and the large events and so forth. We want to give it a little bit of time to make sure we get that, 70% of the nation of the vaccine, or at least we're at a safe level to start having those inside parties in our area. You know, we want to push the envelope, but we don't want to push it too hard.
Exactly.
You know, but we, you know, our black tie and sneakers event is always a fun time. You know, we absolutely love it. But I think we give it another year to marinate, and then we come back. But the Beer Fest, I think we're going to do is our big event this year, and and that's going to be an outdoor-indoor event. So I think it gives people that space that they could still come out, still have a good time, and if there's, you know, COVID sensitivity, then people can be outside and still enjoy themselves.
That's true. Now, I know in past beer fests, you have had a competition that's going on, generally speaking. Yeah, and you're laughing because you know what I'm going to get to, which is you are a vegetarian, yet you participate in the chicken wing.
Yeah. In the Philadelphia wing test. As a vegetarian, I am a wing taster. My palate is clean, you know, so, you know, I could tell you what's good and what's bad. I'll tell you straight. We actually, the Delaware Beer Fest, our first one that we had that was at the Figure Eight Barn at Bellevue State Park, we actually did the Tasty Cake Eating Contest. And I think we might bring that back for this year.
Sign me up, I'm in.
I was going to say, wait a minute, can I be a judge or one of the contestants that are...
We did it, and I didn't think it would go as quickly as it was, but apparently people can howl some serious candy cake.
Well, you put desserts in front of people, and it's already... automatic, like, I want it. Now, if you get professional eaters doing it, or, you know, semi-professional eaters, a.k.a. foodies, like, go fast.
Oh, yeah. No, these are that you have to be an amateur with it and just be willing to try to eat as many as possible. And last year, our dude that ate it, I think he was at, and we only give it like a minute, you know, so it's not a long time to eat as many as you can. And I think he downed like 35 crimpets.
Oh, wow.
And he was, you know, this was an amateur. Now, he may or may not have had multiple beers prior, but, you know, that's not my...
I was going to ask, did he pair it with a particular beer to take all those in?
Well, you know, Tasty Cakes go well with Survivor's IPA made by Big Oyster Brewery, which supports the Trauma Survivors
Exactly.
Foundation.
So I'm thinking, as a person who teaches food and beverage both, and I do bourbon pairings and scotch pairings and wine pairings, as well as beer pairings, I'm thinking we're going to come down and we're going to do a Tasty Cake and beer pairing at your location. People can sign up, donate money to charity, and I'll lead them on a Tasty Cake and beer pairing at Big Oyster Brewing. What do you think?
Hey, that is amazing. That's amazing. I tell you what, I did one several years ago completely for charity. We did it at it was the Delaware Cigar Fest, and we paired cigars with ice cream.
Sure. I do Girl Scout cookie and wine is one of my big ones. Yeah. I do beer and Girl Scout cookies. We're actually looking at a Philadelphia cheesesteak and bourbon one coming
up. Oh,
wow. There you go.
Yeah, see,
you know, if you can enjoy it, you did. I will have to stray. A strong Maduro cigar goes very well with a cappuccino crunch ice cream.
I could, as a cigar lover, I could actually see that.
See that?
No, see, I would want something where it would be like ice cream and like a bourbon.
No. We've done that too, but that's just my normal Tuesday afternoon. Anyway.
That's awesome.
Now, see, so I've actually wanted you to meet Gene, so this is like a fun interaction for me to be able to witness on air.
And Dennis, Gene is the chef part of the Food Farms and Chefs.
Awesome.
So no,
Gene's taking notes on this one.
I think that we're on to something down there. And I actually worked some years ago for a great charity cause with a gentleman down in Delaware, Frank's Union Wine Mart there in Wilmington.
Oh, yeah.
And Frank is a good friend. And him and I did a cupcake and wine pairing.
Nice.
Wait, where was my invite?
The house. We packed the house. And we invite only women. That's all we're allowed. I was one of like three men. Frank, me, and one other man in the room. It was a wonderful event.
All right.
He has amazing selection over there. It's crazy how good his wines are. but they're not going to be as good as the Captain's Punch by Three Boys Blend that supports the Trauma Survivors Foundation.
I was going to say, we can try to do a cupcake pairing with your wine.
It's a sangria. It'll go.
Nice.
Exactly. Now, speaking of going, I don't want to let you go because I love having you on, but how can we find you?
So you can check me out personally. You can check me out at DennisCarradine.com. So DennisCarradine.com, or go to the Trauma Survivors Foundation.org. You could also go to SurvivorsIPA.com, SurvivorsBeverageCompany.com, or the Delaware Beer Fest. So it's DelawareBeerFest.com.
That's fantastic.
You didn't think you would be talking that much now, did you?
That's all right.
All right.
Thank you for joining us
on the show again, and we look forward to hearing from you and seeing you.
Thank you, Dennis.
Thank you. You guys have a wonderful night.
Have a great night.
Dennis, I will be in touch. We will put something together for one of your charities.
Nice.
Awesome.
And we want all of our listeners, support these charities. They're great charities. Philly Restaurant Reviews with an S.com. Amherst Pollock, give your tag.
ARPollockus at gmail.com or ARPollockus across most social media.
Chef Gene.
You can find me at IBFoodie2 or at Gene Blum across social media, or you can email me with any questions or any information that you need at ibfoodie2@yahoo.com. That's IBFOODIE, the number 2, @yahoo.com. Have a great week, everyone.
Let's support these charities. We'll see you next week.